Tonight we'll share stories about two tzaddikim. We'll focus b'ikur on the yard site of tonight. Tonight is the yard site of Rav David Lelever, Zechus Yagen Aleinu. And it's also the yard site this coming week of the Rayatz from Lubavitch. So we'll share some stories about the Rayatz, a local tzaddik. One of those big zechusim that we have in our neighborhood to have the oil of Lubavitch so close to us.
Yud Tevet.
Yitzhak. Rav David Lelever is a very famous name amongst Hasidim. There's a very big geza of Hasidus today, which is the Lelev Hasidus. It could be that they have more Rebbes than any other sect of Hasidus. There's many, many Lelever Rebbes. There's one nearby in Borough Park who happens to be a very big tzaddik amongst Rebbes. It's chus to see him once. Lelever Rebbe was a Talmud of Rabbi the Melech from Lezhensk. And his first interaction with the Rebbe Rabbi Melech was on the famous travels, the Golus of Rabbi the Melech and Rabbi Zusha. They traveled the world together, purifying the air of Europe. And they came to the city where he was. It wasn't Lelev at the time, it was a different one. And they chanced upon this child, and they saw that he had a very big neshama. He must have been 4 or 5 years old. So they said to him, take us to your house. Where's your father? So he said, my father, he's away. He's not home right now. So he says, okay, so where's your mother? Take us to your mother. He says, okay, it's okay, follow me. So he takes these hidden tzaddikim to his home. And they turn to the mother of this child, and they say, tell us something about your husband. Tell us about his tefillahs and his tairas, the way that he eats, how he conducts himself, that she should be zecher to a child like this. So I'm not even sure if they even said that, to be zecher to a child like that. I don't think they said that. They just said, just tell us something about the hanhaga of your husband. So she said, you know what? I'm thinking about it. He davens like any other Jew. He learns like any other Jew. His eating is pashut. The only thing I can tell you about him is that by Shalosh Shittas time, when it comes to the words that we say here at the shul, V'yisku liroiz banim uvnevanim oiski mitoyer v'mitzvah, he says that he gets into such a trance, he starts to go like this with his hand, and he starts to bang his head against the wall until he faints on the floor. And I have to wake him up afterwards. Every Shalosh Shittas, that's what happens. So they didn't have to say any more. This is the way that when he would come to those words, V'yisku liroiz banim uvnevanim oiski mitoyer v'mitzvah, should be zeichet to children who are oisik in Torah mitzvah. So it wasn't any pella anymore why they were zeichet to bring such a heilig and a shalmer of the Lelever into the world. That was his first interaction with the Noam HaLimelech. And later on, he became a very close disciple of HaLimelech. Maybe we'll share the story a little bit later. His son, Rav Moshe Lelever, was also a great tzaddik. He said, I have a Kabbalah, I don't know from who, I have a Kabbalah that my father's neshama was the neshama of David HaMelech. That's what he said. It ties in very nicely with the following story, as we're sitting here by Sudas of Malka Mashicha, that Rav Meir Shapiro, who everybody here has heard of over the past few weeks, he was, as the Cherkever said about him, he was a chacham min hachachamim, a goyim ha-goyinim, admor bin ha-admorim, and a chassid min ha-chassidim. He was the Isha Ashkolias, he was an everything person. So in Chach Lublin, in the yeshiva, they would conduct a very heilig seder malav malka. Very heilig seder, with very beslavos, with his mirois, and it was people would come from all over to see. He once told the following story, that different tzaddikim had customs, various customs when it came to Malav HaMalka. Some had Malav HaMalka very privately, some had it public, like the Chayzer from Lublin had public. But there were some tzaddikim who weren't so careful about Malav HaMalka, and Rav David Lelever was amongst them. His son, Rav Moshe, was very much into Malav HaMalka. And in a certain tkufa of their lives, so Rav Moshe, his son, lived on the bottom floor, And his father, Rav David Lelever, lived on the top step. And once Rav Moshele was conducting Malav Malka Tish, it wasn't really a Tish, it was just with Chaverim, because he didn't assume any admirers while his father was alive. His father was somebody who was Barech Min admirers. But the Chaver. And he could tell that his father was sleeping upstairs, or he knew. And he told the Chaverim who were gathered there, we're going to sing a little bit lower tonight. His nearest was not to wake up the Tate. So they're starting to sing. And after a short while, he starts to hear footsteps upstairs. So he gets very nervous, and maybe he woke up his father. So he runs upstairs. And his father says to him, he says, why were you singing so low tonight? Especially by the Shira of Eliyahu HaNavi. So he says, I didn't want to wake you up, father. So he said back to him, I'll read it in Lashon HaKodesh, because he said it in Yiddish, of course. Du lachem, you should know, Eliyahu HaNavi nigla elai keis. Eliyahu HaNavi came to me just now. But Amrlin, he said to me, Sheyesh b'libi elai shigaramti pegi b'chvayde. He says, I have tainas on you. I have tainas on you. You were mamayim in my cover, whatever that means, mamayim in the cover of Eliyahu HaNavi. I dehan machas kolchem b'shira, because everybody's singing low tonight because of you. Because the shira of Eliyahu HaNavi, which we don't sing, really because of time constraints. Halavai, we should be able to, maybe we will one day. He says, because during that shira of Eliyahu HaNavi, that's the time when I sing that, when Klai Yisrael sings that shira, that I get up and I'm alam b'tzchos on b'nei Yisrael. So there was a big pachad. There was a big pachad when he told this to his son, Rav Moshele. So Rav David said, I see from this that since I caused a zilzul in Malav HaMalka, in your Malav HaMalka, he says, from this day forth, me'at v'hala, I'm going to make sudas Malav HaMalka mikan ve'evach. Not just tam Malav HaMalka, some Malav HaMalka, which the singing is going to shake the heavens. That's the double dollar message. Rav David Lelever, you know, the tzaddikim were, each of them were known for their unique qualities. What made Rav David Lelever unique was the Ahavas Yisrael that he had, his love for every single Jew. In fact, Rav Yitzchak Varki was a Talmud of Rav David Lelever, and the whole Geza of Amshinov comes from Rav Yitzchak Varki. And Amshinov to this day is known to be a sect of Hasidus, which is very much mahader in the sinyan of Avos Yisrael. And that's primarily because Yitzchak Varki, as he said, that he took his Avos Yisrael from Rav David Lelever. And many tzaddikim, like the Yid HaKadosh, that although they may not have considered Rav David Lelever to be their Rebbe, but they made special trips to Rav David Lelever to follow him around, to see his hanhagas, to learn from him the midah of Avos Yisrael. Demunis Moshe from Alexander said that he has a Kabbalah that he told the Varki Rebbe from where it was that he learned his midah of Avos Yisrael. I was once on my way to go see the Rebbe Reli Melech, and I got lost in the forest, and suddenly a person came to me who I didn't recognize, and he showed me the way. But before he parted from me, he said, let me tell you two things which you'll need to know in your Avodas Hashem. One, that if you try to attach two branches together so that they shouldn't separate, you need to know that first you need to peel off all the thorns and make it very smooth. Because if there's a thorn which is sticking out, they're not going to stick together. And secondly, he told me that before you look at your friend and to see how he's doing in his Avodas Hashem and his shortcomings and so on, look at yourself first. Analyze yourself, look within your heart and to see what's going on there. And after he said that, he disappeared. But this was the moment from where he learned this midah. Although I didn't see it in this sefer, but in another sefer, I saw that Rav David Lelever, later on in life, remarked that that man, that mysterious man who told him that, was Eliyahu HaNavi. He used to say about himself, and there's a story which is connected to this, and this is quoted in the Radomsker Sefer in the Tiferet Shlomo. He says, "Shamanu mi pekadosh harav avasik ayiv Yisrael Reb Dov Elolover." Shamor bezeh halosh, and this is what he would say: "Eich taimru alai shani tzadik hador." How could people say about me that I'm the tzadik of the generation? Imani adain margish ba'atzmi. If I still feel inside of me, ahavas bini vizari, a love for my son and for my grandchildren, yoisim b'shar bnei Yisrael, more than other Jews. And he was a person who was masagiv himself very much, that he put himself through tremendous torture, all types of sigufin. He would be toivel himself in freezing cold. He was among those tzaddikim who would make holes in the ice and then go inside. He fasted from Shabbos to Shabbos. And one time there was a maid servant in the house. I said to him, he said, "Rebbe, I don't understand." He said, "Do you have so many averas that you have to torture yourself like this? You have to put yourself through all this?" So he said, "No." He says, "I don't have many averas. It's just that I can't live with myself. The fact that I love my children more than any other Jew, so I put myself through sidukim like that, I should be halavai bizeiche to love every single Jew the way I should." An example of these sidukim, this is a very unbelievable maisa. There was a certain yid, I think it was the Paris of the Rav in Paris of a Rav, that he once met a Gentile who was 114 years old. And the Gentile, when he met the Rebbe, he said to him, "I know I'm going to live another 6 years." "How do you know?" He says, "Because one time I saw the Rebbe Reb Dov Elolover. I saw that he was going up to a certain mountain, whatever it was, and he was doing some avodas Hashem there. What he was doing is that he was making, like I said, holes in the ground, the ice, and it wasn't a mountain, and he was making holes and he was being tovel there. So he says, "I wanted to be a sign of Yisrael. I wanted to make things difficult for him. So I broke glass and I put it on the floor so that the trail that he would walk, so that he would get to where he needed to go to tovel in the ice, he would step with his feet on the shards and he would cut up his feet." So when the Rebbe found out about this, he says, "Oh, you're the one who's putting the glass on my feet? Oh, thank you so much. You should have a bracha to live to 120. So he says, "I know from that I'm going to live another 6 years." This is the midr of Dov Elolover. You can't even understand such things, like Yisurin Shalava, I was Makal Yisurin Shalava. But it's all that so that he should be able to love a Jew. How he saw the Gutzkeit in every single Jew. So as I mentioned, that the Yid HaKadosh would make trips to Dov Elolover and follow him around and try to learn from him the midr of Avos Yisrael. They came to one town together, and this was the midah of Reb Dov Elolover. He would schmooze with Jews about regular things. You would meet a Jew in the street, and he would say, "So, you know, what's going on with your life, with your business? How's your para? How's the cow?" And at one point, they got so much that the Yid HaKadosh, who was a gevaldik talmid chacham of Reb Dov Elolover, he just couldn't stand it anymore. His mind couldn't take the pashtus anymore. So he waited. He waited on till the Rebbe finished. In fact, the Rebbe went into a certain home and he waited outside. So he asked the Rebbe, who was in that house for a long time, "What was taking so long?" The Rebbe Elolover was in the house for an extremely long period of time. So Rebbe Elolover said to him, I met inside the house such a Yorei Shamayim Gadol, I couldn't leave him. So the Yid HaKadosh was all excited. "So, ooh, I want to hear about this Yid, the Yorei Shamayim, finally an elevated Jew, maybe somebody could die to see." So he says, "Let me tell you what happened. It was amazing." He said there was a Jew who was in a fight with his father. And he said to his father, "If not for the fact that the Torah says you're not allowed to kill, I would kill you on the spot." So he said, "I heard those words. I had such a chap, such a Yir Shemayim from that. If not for the Torah saying that I can't kill you, I would kill you. That he had such a Yirish mind that he wanted in his anger to kill him so much. But because the Torah said not to, he didn't do it." He says, "I have such Yirish mind on this Jew. Such a richap from that." By the Varkas of Chassidim, they would say the following story. That the Rebbe from Varki once asked Reb Dov Elolover, "So, from where did you learn your Avas Abiyos, your Avas Yisrael?" We heard the Maisa before, Reb Eliyahu Navi, but this is another Maisa. He said, "I learned it from a simple Ish Kafri, a villager. Rav Dovdal said that I was once walking through the streets and there were two villagers who were in a sichsak. It wasn't a sichsak. They were schmoozing with each other. And they were actually drinking. It doesn't say that in this story. But in another ma'isa, that they were both of them were drunk. So one of them said to his friend, he says, "You know how much I love you. You know, we're such good friends. I love you so much." So he turned to him and he says, "Oh, you love me so much." So he says, What am I lacking in my life? What am I missing in my life?" So he said back to him, he says, "I don't know. How am I supposed to know what you're lacking in your life?" So he says, "If you don't know what I'm lacking in my life, then how are you supposed to love me? How can you say you really love me?" So if Devil Oliver, he heard that, and he said, from that ma'isa, walking through the streets, I learned what it means, Avos Yisrael. Talk about him a whole night, but I'll just share with you one part that he said. And we'll talk about the Rayatza Mitzvah. He said, this is a story which I heard from my Rebbe, and it's quoted here as well. He says that he was a Talmud of the Chozer from Lublin after the passing of the Noam Elimelech. And he instructed that the kais which he had, his cup which he had, his becher which he would make kiddush on, it should be given to the chayzer from Lublin. So the chayzer from Lublin, when he was making kiddush on it for the first time, he took the kiddush cup in his hand, and his hand was like trembling, I heard from my rabbi. And he was staring at it for a very, very long time. And he said after making kiddush, after holding this cup, he says, "I knew how great the Rav David Oliver was. But I never knew he was this great." We don't know what that means exactly. "I never knew he was this great." He was able to see from the Kiddush cup, the godless of David Oliver. He was a goyin shebegoyinim also, but he hid himself very, very much so nobody should know his goyinness. I'll just tell you a part of a ma'isa to talk about his goyinness. Is that the Chernobyl Rebbe, Rav Mordechai from Chernobyl, who was the son of the Mori Naim. So after the passing of his father, he would fast and do many things so that his father would come to him and teach him things. And he lived b'chavrusa even after the passing of his father. There was a period of time where his father didn't come to him, and he was very much b'tzar. And even the first time his father came to him, he said to him, "You don't have to do these sikufim anymore. I'm going to come to you. Don't worry about it." But his father didn't show up for quite a while, for a couple of weeks. And he was very much b'tzar. So he went back to fasting again. And his father came to me and said to him, he says, "I'll tell you what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on." He said, "Avdol v'Oliver, he passed away, and he came up to Shemayim. And they said in Shemayim, they said, Avdol v'Oliver didn't say any Torahs in his lifetime. So gather the whole Pamayah Shemayah together, to hear now the Torahs of Avdol v'Oliver, and they say that he darshan for 91 days straight. That's how much Torah he had to say, which he didn't say in this world. And on the 40th day, he came to tell his son, he says, really, I didn't have a shush to leave because he's still darshaning. But because they see up above that you're in so much b'tzah that I'm not coming to, they gave me special permission to come tell you what's going on." Like, he was master his ga'inus. He finished shas 14 times in his lifetime. And he had a lot to say. But he was very, very quiet his whole life. But he focused very much on the Midav Avos Yisrael. Whatever the Rayatz, it's also especially appropriate to speak about Avos Yisrael, speak about the Avos Yisrael, which was displayed by the Rayatz, and really the Rebbe from Lubavitch, the previous Rebbe, Menachem Mendel, he followed in the derech of the Rayatz. This is really something which he didn't pay for himself. He felt his whole life that he was just a troop in the army of the Rayatz. The Rayatz was the general, and he was just carrying out his commands of the Rayatz. We speak about the Avos Yisrael of the Rebbe, the Rayatz. There was a tkufa that the Rebbe was in a city called Utputsk. And he was in his cheder, I've spied this, in his special room. and there was a big bang that was heard coming from that room. And the one who told us over, his name was Rabbi Yehuda Lev Groner, he said, I ran into the room very quickly and I saw the Rebbe on the floor. And the Rebbe was on the floor with a smile on his face. So after I helped the Rebbe up, I said to him, did something, what happened? The Lashon is, Kibul Makah, did somebody hit you? Did something happen to you? So he says, yes. He says, I'm not sure what this means. Kibalti makah bayan. I mean, maybe somebody came in and hurt him, or maybe that was just an expression to say that he was feeling a certain pain, and that's why he fell to the floor. It sounds like he was actually attacked. He says, you should call a doctor right away. So he says, but Rebbe, I have to ask you something. He says, why were you smiling? He says, because when I woke up this morning, I already had a hargasha, shemashehu lo tov omilikro, something not good is going to happen today. But I didn't know who it was going to happen to. But now that I saw that it happened to me, and it didn't happen to another Jew, that's why I was happy. There was a Yid that his last name was Bimbad. And he once received a letter from the Rayatz. But when the Rayatz wrote back on the letter to this Yid, he wrote the word Bimbad with hyphens on top, as if to imply that there was some type of a Rosh Tevas or something. So when this Yid, when he saw the Rayatz, he showed him the letter, he said, what is this? Why did you put these little lines on top? He says, because your name, Bimbad, when I saw it, because Bimbad as Rosh Tevas, Bimheira Yovo Mashiach Ben David. That's what Bimbad stands for. Everybody say, in order to be able to see such things, you have to be mamish living your life, like every single second, thinking about Mashiach Tzidkenu. I mean, we know that from the Lubavitcher Rebbe's, that everything about their life was B'Yeskel Tzedek, Mashiach Tzidkenu. That was their whole life. But to be able to look at people's last names, and to look at people's names, and to see, that means that everywhere where you look, you have to be thinking of that. To be able to see that. It wasn't just like he saw a cute thing, right? He didn't even make a point for that Jew that he should even know it. It was a tefillah that he was putting out to the Rebbeinu Shlomo by making those Rashi Tevas out of his name, as if to say, I'm sending a tefillah to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, whether this person would chap it or not. We only know the story because he made his way to the Rayatz and he asked him, so he gave him the tshuva. But you have to be living your whole, every heartbeat has to be thinking about the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Tzar Shechina, and everything which that represents, something like that. The tzaddikim, the Lubavitcher Rebbe said that the Hasidim found the remez to the histakos of the Rebbe Rayatz on that day of Yud Shvat, because the pasuk says, "Kol asher yavor tachas hashavet ha'asiri yiyeh kodesh la'Hashem," which means that every animal, this is talking about ma'isa, right? Ma'isa behema, that every tenth animal which goes underneath the shevet, under the staff, that becomes kodesh la'Hashem. But listen to the lashon of the pasuk: kol asher yavor, anything which passes, which means passes away, tachas hashavet, which is shvat, ha'asiri, the tenth of shvat, yihi kodesh la'Hashem. He's kodesh la'Hashem. Kodesh la'Hashem.
1950 passed away. 1950.